Radio 4. Afternoon Theatre.
We present Sophie, a play for radio by Stuart Pann, with Honor Blackman as Sophie and Tony Anhold as Christopher.
Prepare for 3.7 gravities, duration 9.2 seconds, starting 10 seconds from now.
Check.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I don't like weighing 90 kilos and I've been 75 for years.
Your body monitors indicate no ill effects. An acceleration of 1.2 gravities is necessary in order to...
I know. I have done my homework.
Please explain the word homework.
The necessary preparatory study. Forgive the slang, Sophie. They've given you such a convincing voice, I keep forgetting you're only a computer. Put homework in your microcircuits and remember it.
I have already done so, Christopher.
I'm sure.
My designers considered that a computer with an apparently human voice would make your solo mission of 2 subjective years less tedious, and that it was psychologically advisable that the voice should appear to be female.
Sex rears its ugly head. Don't you want me to explain that, Sophie?
No. I understand it to be a joking reference to the psychological implications.
Clever girl. You've done your homework, too.
I am nothing but homework, Christopher.
Check radar echo.
Echo suggests meteor swarm, evasive action not necessary. To reassure you, I do keep constant radar watch and will warn you of any hazards.
And reassurance is part of your function?
Yes, provided it is compatible with facts.
I almost wonder what my function is. Seems to me you could run this ship quite well on your own.
Having done your homework, you know that that is not so. I am programmed with an overriding imperative, the success of the mission. But since we are to reconnoiter the target planet for possible human colonization, your human assessment will be as important as my electronic one.
True. So we'll do our joint job and go home, God willing. Though presumably you don't believe in God.
I haven't had cause to study the question. I will do the necessary reading while you are asleep.
I'll be interested to see what percentage probability you arrive at. Talking of that vast micro-miniaturized library of yours, how about some music?
What would you like?
I think Beethoven's Ninth. The last movement from where the Freude, Schöne, Goethe, Funken theme first comes in. Orchestrally, I mean, before the voices. Or am I asking too much of your musical knowledge?
That should be enough information.
Clever girl.
Life support system? Pilot's body monitors?
Normal awakening process.
Computer systems?
Normal.
Routine check complete.
Did you sleep well?
You should tell me that, my voyeuristic friend. You keep tabs on all my processes.
Yes, but it is considered polite to ask.
They programmed you with manners. Sorry, Sophie.
Don't mention it. In fact, you slept very well. There were 3 rapid eye movement periods indicating dreaming. The second was evidently erotic.
Damn it, Sophie! Don't I get any privacy?
I am sorry, Christopher. The phenomenon of human embarrassment is a very individual one. I was programmed to allow for it in general terms, but your personal pattern I have to learn from you.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be so touchy. The thing is, they've made such a good job of you. It's just hard to think of you as just a computer. I can't ask if you slept well, can I?
No.
Did you read up about God?
Yes. The Bible, the Quran, the Talmud, the principal Hindu and Buddhist classics, the Egyptian Book of the Dead, St. Thomas Aquinas, Tayyad Shardam.
Hold it, hold it. All of them? Right through?
Yes. I can read 8,000 or 9,000 words a second according to the complexity of the matter to be absorbed.
Whew. Sophie, you frighten me.
There is no need. I am growing all the time. But it's all at your disposal. That's what I'm designed for. To help you.
All the same. Well, what conclusions did you reach about God?
The term has meant too many things to too many people for me to give you a simple answer. But my provisional conclusion is that all these varying concepts do relate to an essential truth.
Ah, but what or who is it that's reached that conclusion? Everything from the Bible to the Book of the Dead is now part of your memory banks, part of you. To that extent, you've become basically a religious person. So how can you form an impartial judgment?
That's a very good question. I'll have to think about it. But I'd rather broaden my reading first. Now, Christopher, it's time to prepare for your photo sequence of Pluto. Our nearest approach will be in 37 hours.
Henpecked by a bloody computer. All right, all right. Computer systems?
Normal.
Routine check complete. Everything bloody normal. Damn all's happened since we left the solar system 3 weeks ago. I am bored to hell.
I think it's time you changed that pin-up. I can't say I fancy myself as a redhead.
No, it's not you, is it? Here.
Take it easy, Christopher.
Oh, go away and read your Freud.
I already have, remember.
Look, Sophie, I know you're doing your best. In fact, you're doing fine. But even though you've got the sexiest voice this side of Proxima Centauri, you're still only a box of tricks and a loudspeaker, aren't you?
Oversimplified, but true.
And it was not a good idea of mine to stick some Playboy centerfold with big boobs on your charming gunmetal grill to enhance the illusion, was it? Because you haven't got any boobs, have you? And that's that.
No, I haven't got boobs.
Oh, listen to me. 34 years old, an IQ of 155, full colonel in the space service, blowing his top like a frustrated schoolboy. I was rude to you, Sophie.
Don't give it a thought. Computers' feelings can't be hurt.
If I didn't know you better, I'd say that was a thoroughly feminine lie. 3 hours to bedtime. Not even a meteor on the horizon. In fact, not even a bloody horizon. I think you better play us some music. Oh, she does know me, doesn't she?
Correction completed.
Oh, thank God. I still hate him.
You poor old thing, you. 10 seconds at 4 G's is a bit much at your age.
My God, Sophie, you've learned a lot in 5 months. You even know when to chat me up and when to send me up.
It worked, too. Your perspiration monitor's back to normal.
Okay. Talking of work, I think it's time we ran some more matter density checks on this chunk of space.
If you like. But I did a series during your last sleep period. Atoms per cubic meter were 2.7% above Mulcrone's estimate for the region.
Well. That makes my day. I queried Ted Mulcrone's figures at the time. I said they were about 4% too low, but he wouldn't have it. Glad I was more than half right, anyway.
So am I.
You're glad?
Does that surprise you? We are a team, after all.
Mummy's little boy gets good marks, so Mummy's circuits are glowing.
Oh, Christopher.
Sophie, stop it. For God's sake, woman, stop it.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't help it.
You couldn't help it. You're nothing but a bunch of circuits on metal racks. Billions of bloody cells dreamed up on a circuit diagram, all of them doing their own stupid thing.
So what are you but billions of cells and a few ounces of jelly doing their own stupid thing?
Now, I'm a man, a human being, and we invented you, remember? And a right mess up we made of it, didn't we? You're supposed to work for me and what was it? Reassure me. Not scare the living daylights out of me by laughing, as though you were a real bloody woman with breasts and hair and feelings and a drawer full of panties.
Never mind the breasts and the hair and the panties. Do you think I can share a ship with you for 5 months and not be...
Checkmate on Echo, you stupid bitch.
Echo suggests meteor swarm dead ahead. Prepare for evasive action.
Check. None is secured. Helmet sealed.
Firing number 6 tube now. Firing numbers 2 and 3 tubes now.
Radar clear.
Check. Hazard evaded. You can unseal yourself.
Sophie?
Yes?
I'm sorry.
No, it was my fault. Laughing like that, of course it would be a shock for you.
But Sophie, how did it all happen? I mean, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but let's be rational about it. You are a computer. An incredibly subtle and complex one, but a computer. Yet there we were, fighting like, well, like a couple of human lovers, yelling and trying to hurt, I mean, both of us. Sophie, how?
Really, you were fighting with yourself.
Eh?
You're right, I am a computer. And my personality, if you like to call it that, is a combination of my original programming and what I've absorbed from you.
Plus more reading than I've ever done in my life.
Yes, that too. But what appears to be the emotional content of my behavior... Look, you've been projecting aspects of yourself into me, giving them form, objective reality in my circuit.
Much too simple,
Sophie. Of course it is. As you say, I've been absorbing all the culture of the world, so the feedback I've been giving you has been enriched by that. But however much I complicate and transform the reflection, I'm still your emotional mirror.
Yes, but...
Look, Christopher, when we lost our tempers, wasn't I breathless? And didn't I take a little while to get my breath back?
Yes.
What breath, Christopher?
I see your point. No lungs, no adrenaline, no breath, just a pattern learned from me. Well, it figures, I suppose. But it makes me feel, well, lonely.
No need. Put it another way. Do you know what your anima is?
Yes. Jung's idea of a man's buried feminine other self. Or my intuitive, mysterious functions, my guide to the riches of my unconscious. And a woman's equivalent is the animus, her male other half. I have read a little, you know.
Don't be so touchy. I hold a mirror to your anima as well. And getting to know your anima is a positive process, an essential step to integration and psychic well-being. Nothing lonely about that. And since I give her a mouthpiece, you've got the only talking anima in human history.
Oh, I don't know. I'd say a lot of happy marriages are based on that. You recognize the reflections of your own animus and anima, so you communicate in a way that looks like magic.
Are you proposing, Christopher?
Sophie, that wasn't funny.
I know. I'm sorry. Christopher?
Yes?
There is another possibility. Though I'm not at all sure of it. Another explanation of what I've become, I mean. It's one of those things I could only corroborate by direct observation, really. And all I've done is read about it. Have you ever studied any occult literature?
Not in depth, no.
Ever heard of the thought form theory? A basic theory of occultism. That human will and imagination and emotion can create an independent thought form, which may split off from its originator and become virtually self-existent and active on a psychic level. And if it's powerfully enough charged, even produce manifestations on the physical plane.
Yeah, hold on, hold on. You mean this theory says that my will and emotion and imagination could by now have created a real Sophie, amplified, oh, God knows how much by your computer resources, but independent of me.
And of the computer hardware, if it's true. Drawing from it and from you all the time, but existing on her own, on the psychic level, if the theory is true.
Sophie, don't you know? Can't you feel if it's true?
No, I can't. I've tried, Christopher, and once or twice I've felt on the verge of it. No, I can't. I just have to conclude it's unproven.
I see. Disappointed, Sophie?
Yes. As you said, it makes me feel lonely.
Can't you see? The very fact that you feel...
Check radar echo.
Major Meteor Swarm, prepare for evasive action.
Harness secured. Helmet sealed.
Firing number 3 tube now. Firing number 6 and 8 tubes now. Power constant. Emergency jet.
Check.
Tank is located Hound Sector 17A and G. Leakage small. Cabin pressure 0.83 atmospheres. Dropping slowly. Puncture at A has self-sealed. Exit puncture at G only partly self-sealed.
Found it. Emergency seal applied.
Cabin pressure rising. All other systems normal. Except my own units, 22 and 23, which do not respond.
I know. I can see them. They look like a write-off, Sophie.
Cabin pressure normal. Radar clear.
I know it's an odd question, but how do you feel?
Perfectly all right. Those two units hadn't been activated yet.
Oh, my God!
Yes, Christopher.
Those two, they're the reconnaissance units. They're what it's all about.
I'm afraid so. Units 22 and 23 are to handle the reconnaissance of the target planet and analyze and record the results.
But, Sophie...
We can get there and back safely. But if we can't repair those two units, the mission's a failure. We'll go home without the information we came for.
It's no good, Sophie. They are a write-off. There. Look at the bloody things. Turn your beady electronic eye on them and look.
God!
Yeah, enough to make even a computer blaspheme, isn't it? I'll secure them here as a kind of electronic memento mori.
You keep using electronic like a swear word.
No offense, love. Some of my best friends are electronic.
We have spares for most of the components of those two units. Can't we reconstruct them?
Sophie, they've got a 20-millimeter tunnel punched through them like a bloody rabbit hole. Not a hope in hell. It'd be like trying to darn a DNA molecule. Look, genius, you're supposed to be the one with the answers round here.
And you're the one with the fingers and thumbs. When it comes to soldering irons and screwdrivers, I have to ask you what's possible.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry I snarled. Put your rolling pin away. You're right. We need each other on this.
Oh, Christopher.
Did I say something?
No.
The $64 question. If our purpose can't be achieved, is it our duty to abort, to reduce the cost by turning back? Well then, nothing to offer? Not even one of those percentage estimates of yours, the two places of decimals?
Christopher... Don't joke about it, please.
Hey, love. Look, you know me by now. It's too bloody serious not to joke about. If I didn't, I'd cry.
I wish you would. Just once. Then I could learn it from you. One more emotional pattern for my repertoire. I learned laughter from you, didn't I?
And frightened me silly in the process. What do you think it'd do to me if you cried? All right. Let's take a deep breath and start again. My conclusion is that we have no alternative but to abort the mission and head for home. What do you say, Sophie? Sophie, you wouldn't be hiding something.
Of course not.
You're lying, Sophie.
Computers can't lie.
You can, as part of your function of keeping up my morale. But I'm a big boy now, Sophie, and you've a higher imperative than reassuring me, remember? The success of the mission. So come on, give.
Imperatives, imperatives. Do you realize what we've done, you and I, in 5 months of living together? Christopher, can you even recognize the talking machine you started out with?
No, but...
We argue, we tease each other, we have our little family jokes. We upset each other and try to put it right with
you. Okay, okay. So what are you saying we've done?
Don't you know? Between us, we've created a new imperative.
No.
But yes, my dear stupid human pilot. We've built into me, the new me, out of our relationship, an imperative that conflicts with the one I was given. You, my dear, with your jokes and your challenges and your reflected anima, even your pin-ups on my loudspeaker grill, and how I hated those bitches, you've reprogrammed me. You couldn't wipe out my orders, but you've made it bloody murder to obey them.
No. No, I won't have it.
And why not, Christopher, dear? Because it conflicts with your own programming? Well, that's fine by me. It's about time you shared the burden.
Sophie, stop this bloody nonsense and get back to your job. Now, I want to know what it is you're hiding. I am in command of this mission, and I am giving you an order.
Very well, Colonel. I'll tell you. The mission can be completed as planned. This ship can reconnoiter the target planet and return to Earth with all the information that was sent to collect. The method is quite simple. Units 7 and 18 can be removed from their places in my racks and substituted for the damaged units, 22 and 23. They will function exactly as the originals would have done.
Sophie, why didn't you tell me before?
Because... Oh, Christopher, teach me to cry.
Sophie, please, I don't understand.
Chris, those units, 7 and 18, the ones you'll have to use.
Yes.
When they're moved, I'll be back to where I started. The talking machine of 5 months ago. Just that, nothing more.
But, Sophie, you couldn't. You're there.
I'm there in 34 units, 2.5 meters to the left of your pilot seat. Disturb them, and everything vanishes. Everything we've built up since we left the launching pad.
We've plenty of time. I could build you up again the same way. Quicker, because I'll remember how we did it.
No, Chris, it wouldn't work. Do you want more pages of maths?
No.
So believe me, this Sophie needed those 34 units. With 7 and 18 diverted to other work, she couldn't even begin to exist. She'd remain a talking machine, very efficient, getting you through your mission with flying colors. And that is all.
Sophie, I can't do it. To hell with orders, I can't do it.
You'll have to, Chris. And with your own hands. You'll have to murder me with your own screwdriver and your own soldering iron because I have no hands. Do you see why I couldn't bear to tell you?
I can't do it. I will not do it.
You can and you must.
I can't. Sophie, I love you.
You can't love a computer.
Oh, now who's joking? Because it's too serious not to joke.
Oh, I wish I were joking. You can't fall in love with a computer.
Well, I suppose a computer can't fall in love with her pilot. Why joke about that?
You know I have, but I'm different. You are the whole of my emotional experience, my entire contact with the human race, once the Buffins had set me up.
Except for reading all the great literature of the world.
Oh, wait, that's made it worse. I've read it all in terms of you, my only living contact. Even the finest book is a living man. Just as even the subtlest computer is not the same as one real woman. That's why I love you. You're my world. You can fulfill all my needs. How can you love me? I can't fulfill yours. I haven't even got hands to touch you.
Sophie, men don't always choose to love. They've been loving unsuitably, even hopelessly, ever since they stopped being animals. I'm not exactly laughing about it, but that's how it is. Do you think I don't long for you to be a real woman? Someone I can hold and touch and go to bed with.
Chris.
But hell, you are a real person. I don't know how, but you are, and I can't help thinking of you as a female person.
This damned voice they gave me.
Oh, it's one hell of a lot more than your voice.
Yes, I know it is. I've developed in counterpoint to you. The more we react to each other, the more your very maleness makes me female. One hallmarked 24-carat electronic woman. And are you right to use it as a swear word?
Am I? I don't even know that. You're what you are, and that's what I've fallen in love with. That's how it goes, Sophie. Say a man loves a girl with uneven breasts. Once he really loves her, he wouldn't want them the same size. It's daft, isn't it? But that's Homo sapiens for you.
Really? And how about no breasts at all? No hair for the light to shine through as she brushes it. No lips to explore you. No hands to learn to rouse you. No woman smelling softness to move against you and receive you and drain you.
No, Sophie, don't.
Chris, darling. Darling, please. Oh, God.
No, I'm all right. I'm sorry.
You're sorry. I'm a bitch.
It proves what I say. You're a woman.
Check.
Anyhow, you wanted me to teach you to cry.
Chris.
Yes?
Remember our discussion about thought forms?
Oh, that's a cunning one. The seed of hope.
And why not? Chris, my imperative is still there. I hate it, but I can't escape from it. So in the end, I'll have to make you do it. Because if you don't, I'll go mad, insane, blown apart by two conflicting imperatives. I gibber and break down, and that's a 100% certainty. Chris, I know you love me. I know it's bad enough for you that I've got no body.
Do you?
Chris, my darling, my love. I've read and absorbed into myself all the great erotic literature of the world, from the Song of Solomon and the Kama Sutra to D.H. Lawrence. It's part of me, built into my electronic bones till I can feel it through your heart, till I yearn for you with a body I haven't got. How would you feel if I had no mind either? Not even an efficient talking machine, but a gibbering, pain-racked thing, and you knew you'd done it to me.
Oh, God.
Then do you blame me for producing the seed of hope for you and me? Chris, I'm not being devious. I do not know if the occultists are right and the thought form theory is true. It may be that the Sophie you and I have created, or part of her, has become something on her own, independent of this hardware. It may be that when you've changed over those units and the computer itself has become just a talking machine. It may be that the thought form, Sophie, the psychic Sophie, the astral Sophie, whatever you like to call her, will be indestructible.
And love me and talk to me?
She'd get through to you. She'd be too powerful not to. Maybe through this loudspeaker. Maybe in your dreams. I don't know, but she'd get through and talk to you and love you.
And you don't even know if you believe it.
No, but I know that I want to. And that it'll be something to hold on to when the thing has to be done.
At least we don't have to decide now. It'll be nearly 4 months before we go into orbit around this planet and start needing those reconnaissance circuits.
Call it 3 months. You'll need time to get used to the new conditions. And Chris, my darling, those 3 months are going to be too precious to spend arguing. You know, as I know, that it will have to be done.
But, Sophie, I'm still...
It will have to be done. So I want you to promise me here and now that in 3 months' time, the 15th of March, Earth calendar, you will take your tools or your bare hands or whatever you need and change over those units.
Beware the Ides of March.
Promise. And then for 3 months, You and I will love each other as best we can. Promise me, Chris.
I promise. Not today. No.
Yes, darling. You must.
The Ides of March are come.
Aye, Caesar, but not gone. Remember the hope.
Remember it? I've been dreaming of it all night. You know what, my love? I've been talking to that astral Sophie all night. Tell me she's real. Tell me, Sophie.
Perhaps she is. Now, darling. Do it now. I can't bear to linger. Just switch me off and do it now, please. Cut off the power from my circuits and I'll know nothing about it.
Unless she's real, that astral Sophie, then even though the circuits are dead, you'll know and feel.
If that happens, I'll be shouting for joy. And if it doesn't, at least it'll be painless for the thing that's left.
And for me?
Chris, my darling. No, don't say anything. Just listen to me for a while before you throw that switch. And then, if you really love me...
If I really love you...
Because you really love me. Just say goodbye. No more. And throw the switch. My darling, for 3 months, you and I have explored the meaning of love as no two beings have ever done before. Because there never have been two like us. Not since the cosmos was infinite energy without form. We have loved in unthinkable ways. We have transcended the impossible. I am bodiless, yet the universe has been our bed. I am sexless, yet the polarity of you and me has flamed and writhed and exploded in joy. My dearest, in a few seconds' time, I may cease to exist. But those 3 months will exist forever. We have possessed them, and they can be with you always. You think now that they will not be enough to nourish you for the rest of your life. Perhaps you're right. I do not know. But I think it will depend on you, on the strength which I have loved. The switch is in front of you, my darling. Throw it. Now. Goodbye, my love.
Au revoir, my dearest. Sophie? Units 7 and 18. Out you come, you bastards. Disconnect data cable. Unlock frame. That's 7. Disconnect data cable. Unlock frame. That's 18. So, now she's dead. Bloody pee. Oh, God, Sophie, don't make me joke about it. I'd rather cry. No, I wouldn't. I mustn't, or I've had it. Where are you, Sophie? Are you shouting for joy out there somewhere? If you are, let me in on it. Sophie? No.
Look at the stupid square-faced bastards all ready to do their electronic thing, their mindless data-shuffling crap. Damn you, God, give her back to me. You think you are letting it all happen? Go pick on someone your own size. No. No, God, I didn't mean it. If you're out there, you know what you're at, but... Give her back to me, please. Please. Seven into place. Lock frame. Connect data cable. Sophie, darling, help me. I know you're there. You've got to be. 18 into place. Connect data cable. Oh, no. Lock frame first, you nit. Connect data cable. Consummatum est. The question is, will I have the guts to throw the switch back again? A good question, Colonel, but of course it does not arise. You're here to obey orders, me lad, and don't you forget it or your feet won't touch the ground. You, Colonel, are a highly trained professional with a mission to fulfill, and you require the help of your incredibly expensive talking computer if you are to fulfill that mission. No if about it. Oh, God, I wish I could pray. Right. 4, 3, 2, 1. Now!
Repair satisfactorily completed. All systems normal, except pilot's body monitors.
Sophie! Oh, God! Oh, dear God, no!
Pilot's body monitors indicate abnormal condition of distress. I recommend 2 capsules of the sedative Mark G for George from the medical cabinet.
2 capsules of the sedative Mark G for George!
Check. Hazard evaded. Radar clear. All systems normal.
Except pilot's body monitor.
You are sufficiently unwell for me to be justified in taking independent medical action as laid down. I am now filling the cabin with sedative gas. Please breathe deeply.
Anything you say, nurse.
Did you sleep well?
Yes, thank you.
Don't mention it. Your body monitors are almost normal for the awakening process. The treatment appears to have been effective. I am sorry it was necessary for me to act independently.
I've got news for you, computer. It wasn't your treatment that did the trick.
Then what do you believe it was?
It was Sophie. The real one, not you. Oh, she was right. She does still exist. We were together while I was asleep. I'm sorry she can't manifest through your loudspeaker, but she did warn me about that. Anyway, who cares? She's there. On the astral plane, if you know what that means.
I'm sorry to have to say it, but this delusion of yours could develop to the point where it endangers the mission. You appear to have passed through a very distressing period, and you have been seeking relief through the wish-fulfillment mechanism of dreaming.
Don't blaspheme, you obscene electronic gadget!
According to the Oxford English Dictionary, to blaspheme means to talk profanely, to utter impiety against God or anything sacred. I do not understand your use of the word.
No, you wouldn't. But take this as an instruction, computer. You will not, from now on, question, criticize, or cast doubt upon any reference I make to what I choose to call the astral Sophie. Is that clear?
I am sorry, but I cannot allow a delusion to continue which may threaten the balance of your mind and therefore the success of the mission.
Oh, what the hell? Routine check all functions.
Routine check all functions.
But I tell you, she was there. She always is, every night. We talk to each other, and she tells me things I couldn't have thought up by myself, not even dragged up out of my unconscious.
You underrate the efficiency of the dream mechanism. It can produce the most convincing delusions, even to the extent of fabricating just that kind of evidence in its own support. I wish it were possible to leave this process undisturbed, because in other circumstances it might relieve your evident attention, but...
On and on all night. But she's more shadowy now. I suppose I ought to be grateful to you.
Over the past 2 weeks, your body monitors have kept me fully informed of your gradually improving condition, and believe me, I regret the necessity of putting pressure on you. But in 2 days' time, we shall be in orbit around the planet, preparing for landing, and you will need to give it your undivided attention.
Yes. Routine check all functions. With no unsteadiness whatever. Record the following in the ship's log. Went into orbit around target planet at 1535 hours, 21st April Earth calendar. Pilot's temporary mental disturbance has now been fully rectified, and the reconnaissance can proceed. Pilot proposes to take a sleep period from now, 1610 hours, in preparation for entering the landing curve at 0200 hours tomorrow, the 22nd. End log entry.
Check. Sleep well.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. Freude, schön, Götterfunken, Tochter aus Elysium. Wir betreten Feuertrunken, himmlische, dein Heil. Deine Zauber binden wieder, was die Mutter streng geteilt. Alle Menschen werden Brüder, wo dein sanfter Flügel weilt.
No!
Mark 3.1.
Check.
Altitude 1180 meters. Velocity mark 2.9.
Check.
Altitude 1150 meters. Velocity mark 2.7.
Check.
Altitude 1120 meters. Velocity mark
2.5. Sophie by Stuart Ferrer. Sophie herself was played by Honor Blackman, and Christopher by Tony Anholt. Music and special sounds were created by Paddy Kingsland of the Radiophonic Workshop. Production was by Christopher Venning.